All right, thank you, Scott Shannon. Happy Friday to everybody. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. Well, yeah, Chuck Schumer basically saying, Bibi Netanyahu's fighting back too hard against the terrorists. I think we ought to have new elections in Israel and get rid of that bad, horrible Bibi Netanyahu that is trying to win a war against terrorism. The equivalent population-wise would have been losing 40,000 Americans in a day, but he's got to go. Why did Schumer say that? Do you think maybe the fact that so many people were so outspoken in Washington and the squad and that little primary thing that took place in Michigan, where 18.9% of people didn't vote for Joe Biden, wanted somebody else, might be a consideration in what Chuck has decided? Why wouldn't they take a stand against the radical terrorist group Hamas that Iran helped plan these terror attacks? They helped fund these terror attacks. They fire these rockets into Israel on a regular basis. Why wouldn't they take the Trump position, which is, yeah, go win your war against terrorism? We totally understand innocent people shouldn't be murdered and kidnapped. Now Biden is backing Schumer. This is what is at stake in 234 days. They care more about voters in Michigan and around the country and part of their radical extreme base that has been saying Israel's fighting back too hard. Now, do you think after 9/11, we lost 2,977 Americans that day? If you extrapolate out, they have less than 10 million in terms of population size in Israel. You extrapolate out our population, what, 350, 60 million, whatever the number happens to be. It's the equivalent of losing 40,000 Americans in a day. Do you think we're going to want to be lectured by any foreign country, especially by a supposed ally, about who ought to be leading the conflict to defeat the people that killed our fellow citizens? This is just beyond repulsive and disgusting. And then Biden earlier today during an Oval Office meeting with the Irish Prime Minister, Schumer made a good speech, and I think he expressed serious concerns shared not only by him but many Americans. The same Biden that wants, what, $200 billion taxpayer dollars to go to Ukraine? Really? That guy? And he won't help our ally? What did Israel do to deserve that terrorist attack? Nothing. Or the tens and tens of thousands of rockets fired into border cities from the south, Gaza, from the north, Lebanon, Hezbollah, all funded by the number one state sponsored of terror, that would be Iran. You know, and here we are. Biden approves, what, 6 weeks after the Iranian-backed drone strike that killed three American soldiers in Jordan. What did Biden do? He's now approved a sanctions waiver giving Tehran more access to more than $10 billion, money you can use to import goods and repay their debts and build up their terrorist network. I mean, the same people that turned on the spigot and allowed and ignored Iran selling their oil to China and worldwide, estimates that they have $100 billion in net worth wealth that they gained because Joe Biden became president. Great. Now he's helping to enrich, you know, the murdering dictator thug in Venezuela by removing sanctions against them. And Joe Biden's administration slapped more sanctions on Israel. They're more critical of Israel than they've ever been towards Hamas and the terrorists that invaded Israel, an innocent country and supposedly our biggest ally. The sanctions are virtually a gift to the anti-Israeli, anti-Semitic boycott, divest, and sanction movement. At a time when Biden is trying to shore up, you know, Arab and Muslim American support, especially in the state of Michigan, places like Dearborn. But the new sanctions on Israel come a day after the administration renewed a sanctions waiver on Iran. I mean, how can your priorities be that screwed up? That is Joe Biden. That is the Democratic Party. You know, calling for a new government in Israel. They're trying to interfere with our number one ally in the region as they are in the midst of a war for their very survival. It's like their own little coup attempt against Prime Minister Netanyahu, who has committed to winning the war. We shouldn't be fighting wars that we're not planning to win. And if somebody attacks an innocent sovereign country ally, we should allow them at the very least to win the war. Israel's not asking for American troops. They're not asking even for money. They're asking maybe for a loan so they can buy more weapons and win their war faster. And now they're being told what to do by Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer. It's repulsive. Look at what they're illegal. You want to continue this in 234 days? Look at your borders. Let's see. We got a Fox News story. An illegal immigrant flown to the U.S. under this Biden parole program has now been charged with raping a 15-year-old girl. Is anybody going to ask what vetting Biden has done to any of the nearly 10 million illegal immigrants that cross the southern border? Never mind the ones that they're just flying in. You know, they don't even have to pass go and collect 200. No, they just come. They just jump on a plane chartered by you. You pay for it. You pay for the plane. And then they get charted into one of 43 locations within the U.S. In this case, a 26-year-old Corey Alvarez, a Haitian national, the Plymouth County DA's office said, went before a district judge yesterday, pleaded not guilty to a single count of aggravated rape of a child. Now, the DA's office said that the Rockland police responded to the Comfort Inn about reports of a sexual assault. The hotel participates in a state and federal program to house illegal immigrants, and Alvarez lived in that hotel. When officers arrived, they spoke with a 15-year-old victim who was taken to an area hospital and treated. Multiple DHS sources tell Fox News that Alvarez is a Haitian national who came to the U.S. in June via the Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, and Venezuelan parole process. And that parole program allows up to 3,000 illegal migrants, as they say, we call them immigrants, a month to fly into the country. This is a prescription for insanity and nothing but it is making our country less safe and secure. It is a real clear present danger to this country. Biden's DHS is now stonewalling a congressional demand for information on Lake and Riley's killer. What a shock. Congressman Jordan, Congressman McClintock, Congressman Klein sent Mayorkas a letter warning the Biden administration official that his failure to respond to the legislative branch's repeated requests for details on this guy's immigration, the guy that is the Venezuelan charged with killing, not Lincoln Riley, get her name right, Joe, it's Lake and Riley. If the DHS continues to stonewall, the committee will be forced to use the compulsory process, according to the congressman, and use their subpoena power and probably hold them in contempt. Biden's illegals, by the way, they are bankrupting America's hospitals. This was in the Epic Times today. Report by the House Homeland Security Committee. The cost of Joe Biden's illegal immigrants coming into this country is costing taxpayers $451 billion a year. Data centers for Medicare, Medicaid services showed Medicaid costs for emergency services for undocumented illegal immigrants, all unvetted by Biden, in fiscal year 2021 surpassed $7 billion, total more than $5 billion in fiscal year 2022. Both years represent a significant spike from the $3 billion in fiscal year 2020. Here we go. You know, this is Joe Biden's America. You want this America to continue? Then don't vote in 234 days, or don't vote early. Don't vote by mail. Don't bother. Don't take the time to be a poll watcher, a partisan observer that's trained by the RNC. They're looking for people. We're going to put all this up on Hannity.com in due time. We're putting it together now. You have another illegal immigrant charged with assaulting girls in a Maryland church. That one was deported twice. We told you about that case earlier in the week. Out of Joe Biden's gotaways, one of those illegal immigrants wanted for murder for living in Rhode Island. Whoopsie daisy, got away, Honduran national, crossed the southern border under Joe Biden. Anyway, the public health order served as a border control. That was Title 42 that they lifted. All the Trump policies, they're so numerous we can't even lift them. Why don't they keep any statistics on violent crimes of Joe Biden's illegal immigrants? Biden giving the sanctuary city of New York $100 million more in aid for illegal immigrants. Minnesota Democrats, they want a basic income program where illegal immigrants, just like California, can qualify for monthly handouts of $500 or more. Great, they're giving prepaid cards now out in New York to illegal immigrants. Chicago stuck with multiple cases of illegals with measles, according to our own CDC. Whoopsie daisy. Wow. You know, I'm just telling you, the country is collapsing before your eyes. Wake up, America. Wake up. Because they're not supporting the right cause on pretty much anything. You know, but Joe, am I allowed to ask a question? I might get in trouble. We'll play that montage for you. That's all Joe ever says. Anyway, when he was trying to take questions in Saginaw, Michigan, I'll take questions. He said, can I take a couple of questions? Up comes a woman in a Biden-Harris jacket. We're going to take a few questions. Then the staff immediately puts their arms around Joe and walk him away. Why? Because his cognitive decline, that surge of energy seems to have disappeared. Jacked up Joe is gone and the old Joe has returned. Internet erupted after Biden's team took the, warded him away from the press and wouldn't allow him to take, am I allowed to take questions? Joe, you're the president, you idiot. Take as many questions as you want, but they won't let you, Joe, will they? Because they know that you're going to screw it up. They know you're a weak, frail, cognitive mess. America, wake up. You want this guy as your president? I know a lot of you want me to talk about Fani Willis. I'm getting to that. Don't worry. Let not your heart be troubled. One thing that happened in the Florida case in court earlier in the week, I believe it was yesterday, is Judge Cannon actually asked the question, why was only President Trump charged over the handling of classified material? That sounded to me like the judge might have been tipping off the Trump lawyers. You may want to get into the issue of selective prosecution. Just saying. Kind of like during the Supreme Court arguments over the Colorado ballot issue, I felt the justices in oral arguments were basically giving both sides the right answer, and both sides were too dumb to take it. It's really unreal. We'll check in with Jay Sekulow about all of these cases facing President Trump. We'll get his take. I think the judge made a horrible decision, a wrong decision, even though it's still devastating for Fani Willis, and that case is probably going to die on the vine as a result of it. We'll get to a lot of your calls here today. We got economic news. We'll talk about what we learned in the Fani Willis judgment from earlier this morning and what it actually means and what we know about the case and why the judge was wrong and what the judge should have ruled. Although even MSDNC and even fake news CNN recognize that, in fact, they got a problem down in Georgia. This is likely not going to turn out well for Fani or anybody else down there. Let me tell you about my friends at AmericanFinancing.net, a family-owned mortgage company. They've been in business 25 years. They're saving homeowners just like you an average of $854 a month. And how they're doing it is so many people living paycheck to paycheck, even taking out loans for bare necessities. Well, you can tap into your home's equity, lower the interest rate. High interest credit card debt now as high as 30% in some cases, 21% on average. And mortgage rates now are much lower than they've been in a long time. They're going to give you a free, no obligation consultation. You'll check in with their salary, not commission-based mortgage consultants, and find out exactly how much they can save you. If they save you, like the average person, they're saving $854 a month. That's about a $10,000 raise this year. Anyway, call now. Get your free, no-obligation consultation. No upfront fee whatsoever. It's 866-615-9200. 866-615-9200. On the web, AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, APR for rates in the 5 start at 6.6% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 800-906-2440 for details about credit costs and terms.